You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on The Breakfast Show here at BFM, and we've got Ali Gray from Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa chatting to us. Kia ora, Ali, how are you?
Kia ora, thanks for having me. I'm good. It's lovely to be here.
Oh, it's nice to have you here as well. And it's exciting too, because we're talking about To The Front Tāmaki Makaurau, which has just been announced for next year. And applications are open now for campers and mentors. Do you want to give us a bit of a background as to who and what is Girls Rock and To The Front?
Yeah, awesome. So Girls Rock / To The Front is, in my opinion, my very biased opinion, one of the best things that's ever existed. So we've had a name change. So we used to be called Girls Rock Tāmaki Makaurau and Girls Rock Puniki. But now, because, you know, we're not all girls and we don't just play rock, we have changed the name to The Front. So now it's Girls Rock Aotearoa is our national body, and we present two different music camps, one in Tāmaki Makaurau, To The Front Tāmaki Makaurau, which is what we're talking about today, but then we also run one in Puniki called To The Front Puniki. And so what we are is we're empowerment and confidence camps for young women, trans, intersex, gender non-conforming, and non-binary youths age 11 to 17. And where the medium is music, but the actual kind of message is all about empowerment and self-expression and confidence and having a really fun time. So we run two camps a year, one in Tāmaki, one in Puniki. Tāmaki is during the January school holidays and Puniki is during the July school holidays. And for a whole week, we have about 48 campers and then a whole host of adults hanging out together, doing workshops on everything from how to make your own putangitangi to what is tikanga, to how to make your own band merch, to making zines, to performance skills. And then the campers also learn an instrument of their choice, including in Tāmaki we also have an electronic music production stream. And then they hang out in bands that we sort them into.
Yes.
And they learn how to write a song and play together. And then they all perform their songs that they've written at our showcase on the Saturday. So it's a really hectic, really fun week. And I just think it's such an important space for people to come together, not only to find community, which, as we know, is, you know, the thing that our survival is kind of predicated on.
Totally.
But also so that young people can have a really safe and fun space to explore different methods of self-expression.
It is such a joyful week. I was mentoring for the first time in the January camp we just had, and the cliche is that you get just as much out of it being a mentor as you do being a camper, and everybody comes out saying, I wish this had existed when I was a teenager, and it's so true. There is nothing really like it at the moment. It's such a joyful space to be involved in. Ali, you've been involved with it for a while. How is this year going to be a little bit different, or is it going to be a continuation of the same awesome mahi that Girls Rock has been putting out in the past?
I think it's always a continuation of the same awesome mahi, but something that's been so beautiful about being involved in this organization since its inception is that I've been able to see how it's kind of continued to grow really organically and really beautifully each year. So I think that our capacity has continued to increase to just kind of better serve the campers, you know, each year that we do it. But also something that's really important is not only the name change, but we introduced last year for the first time an electronic music production stream, which is really cool. Whereas traditionally before that we had been focusing on more kind of analog bands, you know, like drums, guitar, bass, vocals, keys, that kind of buzz. But yeah, now we also have the capacity to have campers that are in bands where they are producing their own tracks and working with mentors that can help them, you know, work their way around Logic and using lots of different plugins, and then they learn how to transfer that to playing live, which is kind of a whole other kettle of fish. And it's really exciting to be able to increase our capacity to offer different types of expression.
It is a broad house, the kind of stuff that people can do at To The Front, because as you mentioned, you've got the electronic stream. You've also got your traditional rock band setups. What can people who want to come along as a camper expect from this? Like, are they going to learn a new instrument? Are they going to get some new skills? What's the musical aspect of it for campers, Ali?
Yeah, well, it's really, there's so much going on, and it's really amazing because the campers can also kind of really, to a certain extent, sort of choose what they do. But so the camp is always divided into different sections, one of them being instrument lessons. So campers do come and learn an instrument. They can either learn electronic music production, vocals, keys, bass, drums, or guitar. And some campers come and they play an instrument that they already have kind of know how to play. A lot of campers come and decide to try something new. And then in the bands, that's really kind of, that experience is really individual to each band, obviously, because it sort of depends on who the other people in the group are, what sort of music they're into, with what kind of music you end up making. But again, that's really camper-led. So, you know, even if a camper is coming in and if in the morning they're learning how to play guitar, that doesn't mean that they have to play guitar in their band. Like, we have campers that come and they say, learn drums, for example, and then maybe they're playing drums in their band, but then halfway through the week they're like, you know what, I actually really like to jam out on the saxophone. Like, what if I bring my saxophone in? And it's like, you know, that's awesome. So I think one of the really cool things about camp is that it's a very camper-led experience, and we really do try and facilitate for the campers to be able to kind of follow their creative nose as much as possible.
Hard out. And for people who are listening to this and, like me last year, thinking, gosh, I really wish this had existed when I was, you know, 15, and how can I help or be involved now? There's also mentor applications open at the moment. What is the role of mentor at Girls Rock Camp?
Yeah, there is heaps of different ways for adults and older people to be involved. And, you know, our applications are open at the moment. Camper applications just kind of stay open until they fill up, and they fill up really, really fast. So if you do know a young person who is interested in getting involved, I recommend that they put their application in as soon as possible. For our mentors and our instrument tutors, we keep applications open until October 24th. And so there's a variety of ways you can be involved. In terms of being a mentor, what that means is that with another adult partner, you'll be hanging out with a group of about 2 to 5 campers and supporting them to learn how to play as a group, form band dynamics, write their song, and just basically have a really fun time. So something that I think is really important to mention, though, is that you don't need to be a kind of, and I'm using air quotes here, professional musician to be involved in this. Something really important about To The Front is that we really value and respect all different knowledge pathways and all different sort of methods of learning. So if you're self-taught, if you have never taken a lesson, if you know nothing about music theory, we want you there, because we think it's really, really important that young people can see that there's no right way to be a musician. There's no wrong way to do it either. So you definitely don't need to be a shredder. You don't need to know how to do whistle notes. Like, any kind of music that you make, we want you there, because we think that all experiences are valid and beautiful and deserve to be celebrated.
I don't even know what a whistle note is. As you said, I was like, I don't know what that means. I'm sure it's important, but, you know,
it's just as important as everything else, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's so many different pathways into being part of this community. One of the things I think a lot of people always talk about is how it sets a really interesting blueprint for what we'd like to see more broadly across music communities, just the supportive and encouraging environment that you get at camp. You know, hopefully we see increasingly more of that and have a really, you know, big flow-on effect from that positive space into our broader communities as well. Eliana, thank you so much for chatting us through Girls Rock and To The Front this morning. If people are listening to this and they know a young person who might want to be a camper, or they themselves are thinking maybe mentoring could be something that they would like to put their hand up for, where do they go to find out all the details and maybe sign up?
Yeah, so you can sign up. All of our application forms are available on girlsrockcamp.co.nz. You can also just Google either Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa or To The Front Tamaki Makaurau. And I'll also just say that if you are an adult or an older young person wanting to get involved, but you don't fall within the 12 to 17 age range for a camper, you can come be an instrument tutor, you can come be a mentor, you can also come and volunteer your time. And we also have an intern program, which is really beautiful. So that's for people who are kind of 18 and up, in that sort of younger adult age range. And that's for people who really want to kind of get an idea of how camp runs behind the scenes. Maybe you want to eventually grow into becoming a coordinator and helping us organize it. And so we would love to have you involved in the intern program as well.
And just to clarify, because we just got a text in about it, who is To The Front Girls Rock Camp aimed at? Who is the target audience for students and campers to come along, Eliana?
Awesome. So our target audience is any women, trans, intersex, non-binary, or gender non-conforming youths between the ages of 12 to 17.
Fantastic. And it is an awesome program.
And also for our young people, something that's really important to mention is you don't need any musical experience to be involved in camp. As long as you want to be there, we want to have you there.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much, Ellie, for chatting us through that. Head over to the website to find out more details if there's a person in your life who this sounds like it might be their bag. And we'll see you soon. Take care, Ellie.
Yeah, kia ora. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.